Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1. The Bible says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain." I want to preach this for just a little while this evening. Now, we looked at this morning. We've seen the rose. We've seen what Jesus wants to do for us. And no matter where we've been and what we've done, praise God, the Lord wants to save us, and He wants to enshrine us, and He wants to keep us, praise God, and lead, guide, and direct us all the way to the end of the way. Amen? And if we look at that tonight and we see this, and as Paul writes to the Corinthians here, hey, he's talking about some things that we need to remember. We need to remember, number one, that there's a great big God that loves us. He's a great big God that cares for us tonight with a godly care. Now, I want to say that that's not just a flippant care. That's just not, well, you know, I love you now, but if you mess up, I won't love you then. Amen. He said, I love you now, and he said, I'm going to love you forever. And he said, if you'll let me, he said, I know you mess up, but he said, if you'll let me, I'll help you not to. Amen? And Paul tells the brethren here, and I won't preach just a while tonight on the weapons of grace. The weapons of grace. You know, it takes God's grace. It's God's grace that he sends down to us that we can be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith. Amen? That's how we get in, praise God. It's that bestowed grace that God gives us, amen, through faith, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name, praise God, that we need to even know tonight except the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. His death, burial, and His resurrection. Amen. And if we can believe and trust that night, we can be saved. Amen. But Paul says here, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel." Amen. So what's he saying? What is the gospel? I told you this morning, the gospel is that the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In a nutshell, that's all that it is. Amen. It's believing, it's trusting in the Lord, praise God. Realize that He came and He died for an old sinner like me and you. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm not a sinner. I'm a pretty good person. You're a sinner. And the Bible said, if you say you're not, then you're deceived. It said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. And the wages of sin, hello, is death. Amen? If you hang out here on this earth long enough, one of these days you're going to pass on and you're going to go and they're going to put you in a box and plant you in a hole somewhere. Amen? But if we trust in the Lord, praise God, believing in the death, burial, and resurrection, He said, you shall never die. Fella told me here a while back, see, what Peace Baptist preach? He said, they're preaching a lie because we all die. I said, no, we go by the grave and death, but praise God, if you're a child of God, been born again, praise God, your soul and your spirit live forever, praise God. Amen. You'll live, hey, your soul and your spirit is eternal. Amen. It's that God-given essence of me, human beings, praise God, and it never dies. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what about those that's lost and undone? What about those that deny and reject Christ all the days of their life and die without Him? Now, God says that that body goes back to the dust from which it came, Ecclesiastes 12 and 7. And He said, the spirit, that part that's alive forevermore, goes back to God who gets it, and it's cast into hell. Amen? To live forever in damnation, in condemnation. Amen? But He said God never intended it to be that way. The hell was prepared for the demons, for the devil and his followers. Amen. Hey, if you go to hell tonight, you'll go as an intruder. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But He said, praise God. He said, hey, listen, if you'll remember the gospel. Amen. He said, if you'll remember what God wants to do for you, the way that He made for you to get out of this mess called life. Amen. There's so many people that's trying everything in the world to get by this through this life. Amen. Everything's worth a whole bunch of them we mentioned this morning. But praise God, I want to say there's a way to get through it, and it's called Jesus Christ. He said, if you'll remember the gospel, praise God, it'll do you good. He said, which I preach to you. Amen. He said, it's not, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of people one day that are going to stand and they said, well, nobody told me about that. The Bible said that one day, Romans chapter 1, He said, you're going to stand without excuse. Amen. You say, well, preacher, as you say, they say, well, preacher, one day when I get to, when God tells me, so I'm going to say, well, Lord, I didn't know. He's going to say, oh, no, you did know. He said, but nature itself proclaims that there's a God. And when you begin to look to God, praise God, He begins to give you the wisdom, unction, and the answers for your soul. Amen. Amen. He begins to point you in the right directions, the way we need to go. But our soulish man, by God, we don't want to follow the directions. Amen. You fellas, you know what I'm talking about. We don't do directions well. And that's the very last thing on the agenda. We get a new pot, we get new something in the house, and mama says, honey, would you put that together for me? And you get out there and you turn it every which way and you're looking at it 3 days from Sunday trying to figure out how it goes. And finally she says in there and says, oh, well, here's the instructions. Huh? And you say, well, I don't need them. Amen. Amen. So she lets you struggle on there for another 30 or 40 minutes. Amen. Then she comes in there and says, I believe that goes right here. Amen. I want to say praise God tonight. God gives us some instructions. Praise God. And He said if we'll just follow the instructions, He'll point us to the way. Amen. Glory to God. You say, preacher, it couldn't be that easy. I want to say glory be to God. In the volume of the book, it is written of Him. Amen. And when we begin to want to see Him, you know what's wrong tonight? We don't want to see Him, so we don't look for Him, and we never have a chance to see Him. We never get opportunity. So many of us live our lives for years and years and years, and we never look for Him. And if you never look for Him, you'll never see Him. Amen. He'll finger around on the edge of your heart. He'll try to get your attention. He'll try to show you the way. But you deny Him and reject Him and you push Him away. And there's a lot of folks that's pushed Him away for a lifetime. Amen. And they slipped out of here. There's a fellow told me, I told the church, there's a fellow told me one time here a while back, he said, I wish God would leave me alone. I said, fellow, you better hope God never leaves you alone. Because if God leaves you alone, you'll cease to exist. Amen. A breath will go from your body. And you'll be gone out of here and you'll end up in hell lost without God. Amen. I pray God, hey, listen to me. As your pastor, I pray God deal with my heart every day of my life. Amen. I pray God would touch me, deal with me, show me, teach me, instruct me, counsel me, praise God. Lead me, guide me, glory be to God. I'll wait to the other side. Amen. And I'm praying tonight, praise God, that you'd want Him to do the same thing for you. Amen. That good counsel of God is something to never be denied or rejected. Amen. It is true. It'll help our hearts. Amen. Glory be to God. Let me hurry. I'll be lying again. Amen. Hey, so much in here. He said, by which also. He said, do you have received and wherein you stand? See, when we begin to believe the gospel, praise God, it gives us a standing. Amen. It gives us a footing. It gives us a sound. It gives us a foundation, praise God, when we believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Christ, we have no foundation. Amen. That's why so many people's running around in the world and they've never had a foundation. You know what they're doing? They're building on shifting sand when they need to find a place on the rock, which is Christ Jesus. Praise God, you drill and you plant and you build on the rock, praise God, unless there's a great big mighty earthquake. Amen. That thing will stand. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, by which also you are saved. By what? By believing the gospel. Amen. Standing upon the gospel. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you. Unless you have believed in vain. He said, if you'll remember what I preach and you believe it. How are we saved? How do we come to knowledge, saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's through the gospel. Believing the gospel. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen. But in order to believe that, praise, that's the God's grace handed down to us. But we need to have the weapons, praise God, to stand and build upon that, that God's got for us, even tonight as individuals in this last day we live, praise God, to take a stand, and having done all, stand for the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of places and a lot of people that's making a pretense of worshiping and religion. I won't say, praise God, there's nothing wrong with that, but I tell you, there's a place to stand and believe the truth of a living God. Amen. I thank God today for the truth. Amen. The truth will set you free and make you free, praise God. And if it makes you free indeed. Amen. But the Bible says that we can see here that he says we got to stand upon something, something we got to build upon. Number one, there's three weapons I want to give you right quickly, not just a couple of scriptures, and we'll go to the fellowship building and have a good time. But the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11, he said there's something that we got to build upon. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11, he said it's on the precious Lord of Jesus Christ. He said we got to build that foundation upon him. He said there's nothing else that's going to work, praise God, except the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 11, he says, wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called circumcision in the flesh, made by hands. Amen. But now listen to what he says. That at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. Amen. He said you'd never been born again. You didn't know about what God had to say for you. You were outcast. He said you were aliens and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. How many people you know like that tonight? They don't have no hope because they're without God in this world. Boy, I tell you, I'd hate to be in that state. I'd hate to not have no hope. That faith with expectation, that's what that is. That's that expectation of a better day coming. Man, I'd like old Brother Paul, if I only in this world that I could know Christ, if only in this world I could get a hold of Christ, if only in this world, he said, I'd be of all men most miserable. Amen. But I've got Christ in this world, praise God, and I'm going to see when I'm out of this world. Amen. I'm going to be with him forevermore. Now, he said, the way that you used to be. He said, you remember the way you used to be. Amen. You remember the way you used to be. It may have been a few weeks ago. It may have been several years ago. But you remember how you used to be. But you realize how you are now. Is that a change? Huh? Say some of you here, praise God. I've been here almost 9 years. In 9 years, I've seen, praise God, God doing marvelous works in your life. I've seen him take out old stony hearts and put in a heart of flesh. Amen. I've seen folks that used to never shed a tear, praise God, wave their hand, tears run down their face, praise God, and they're not ashamed of it. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He said, but now. I remember how it used to be. He said, but now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Amen. One of the weapons that we have, praise God, that weapon of grace is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a Savior came from the Father, praise God, that shed His blood on Calvary and we'd be saved. It's through accepting that blood atonement. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the blood, praise God, that covers a multitude of sins. It's blood that brings remission. Amen. That covers up all those old sinfulness in our lives. Amen. It's the blood, praise God, of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It takes away all that. And when we fumble, when we fall, when we struggle in this old world, praise God, it's the blood that covers us and puts us back in a righteous stand with the Lord. Puts us back where we're right in the eyes of God. See, that's all that matters today. It don't matter about what man thinks about you. Amen. It don't matter about what the president and the government thinks about you. Amen. But I tell you, it matters about what God thinks about you. Amen. And when God sees us, praise God, if we're a child of God, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, if we trust in the gospel, praise God, all He sees is the blood. Amen. The blood's applied. One of the weapons of grace tonight is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ shed upon us, amen, that He shed on the cross of Calvary for old sinners such as I. Bless His holy name. Amen. Another weapon of grace tonight is the Word of God. Amen. The weapon of grace is the Word of God. The Word of God, praise God, it'll never go out void. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. He said, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Amen. That's biblical teaching. Amen. A lot of people say, well, preacher, that's just teaching. No, that's biblical teaching. Amen. Not just teaching. Teaching could be teaching on anything. But doctrine is biblical teaching. Amen. He said it's for reproof. Amen. That's to convince by proof. Amen. The Bible is full of proofs. If we want to know something, we've got questions. The Bible has proof. Amen. Of what God says about that situation. Amen. He said it's for correction. That means to correct us when we're going wrong. For instruction, that's training. Amen. In righteousness, that's right living. You realize that we can live right today? We can live righteously. You know what that is? Righteousness, that's what's right in the eyes of God. Not about what Pastor Jeff thinks right or what you think right, but it's about what God says is right. Amen? Praise the Lord. That the man of God, the boy of God, the girl of God, the child of God, the person may be perfect. That means adequate. That means that you'll have what you need. Hey, furnished, thoroughly furnished, amen, unto all good works. Amen? So what he says here, praise God, one of the weapons of grace, praise God, is God gives us the Scripture that's breathed from God, that instructs us, that reproves us, that corrects us, and sets us up in a stance and a stand, praise God, to walk righteously before God. Amen. To where we can stand up and walk right. Amen. When the world said, well, you need to go this way, you say, wait a minute. You say to go this way, but God says, amen. You know, the Bible tells us that we're supposed to obey the laws of the land. Amen? Now, my wife, she says she's not living under law, she's living under grace. Amen? Because I tell her all the time, she's got a lead foot, it weighs about 700 pounds. Every time we go somewhere, I'm, honey, slow down, honey. Do you realize you're going, honey, you're 20 mile an hour, honey? She said, well, I'm not living under law, I'm living under grace. Huh? But yeah, but when that blue light comes in, yeah. Amen, then you fall back under that law. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. You got to pull over, glory to God. Yeah. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, because of grace, we have liberty, praise God. We have the Lord Jesus Christ to show us where we need to be. We have the instruction that He gives us through grace, amen, through the Word of God, through the wisdom, the counsel that He gives us to live righteously, right in the eyes of God. Amen. It don't matter what the world says. The world will say, praise God, the world says we got to live by the law. We got to obey the laws of the land. But when the laws of the land start pointing us away from the Word of God, then we've got to throw up a big old whoa sign. Amen? Maybe a don't tread on me sign. Amen? And say, Lord, this is where, this is where I get off right here. Because when it goes against my God, amen. I can't go with the world. I can't go with the government. I can't go with the law when it goes against my God. Hey, some things I just got to stand up to and say, well, wait a minute. That's not right. Amen. And it's not wrong to do that. Amen. But I want to say, when God's people, when we stand up for something, I'm glad we don't have to do it in the dark of night with masks on. Amen. Amen? When you're standing up for what's right, praise God, you don't have to do it in the dark of the night with a mask on. When you're standing up for what's right, praise God, you can do it in the daylight. You can do it with pride and say, praise be to God, I'm doing it for the glory of my Savior. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. This world's so messed up, it's pitiful. We say, we have a right. They don't have a right to steal and pillage and maim. That's an excuse. Amen. If you're going to do something right, praise God, do it in the daylight. They met over there in France the other day in April. They got all the people got together and say they said, you know what? We're not going to stand for this mess. When people start coming down us, we're going to come down. But what did they do? They met over there in the daylight. Wow. Million. I said there's over a million people met in the daylight, praise God, and they stood up before the world, before everybody, and said, we're not going to take it anymore. We're going to stand together against the devils of this world. Amen. I preached the other night. You was here another Wednesday night. Praise. There's demons in this world. There's devils, praise God. Amen. That's out to destroy us. I believe there's people that's possessed with demons. Amen. Just out to destroy and tear down. And to tear up. And all they're doing is looking for an excuse. Amen. Amen. And you know what we got to do? We got to stand up and say, you know what? We're not going to stand for that. Amen. They was a fellow. I'll tell you this. I'm not ashamed to say it. They was a fellow. They said, I think it was 1929, when all these radical jihadists was starting to rise up. And as the colonel gathered up, they said, gathered up about 50 of them, these jihadists. And they took them, and they took them in there, and they tied them up to stakes. And they got the executioners out there with their rifles and said, you know what? We're not putting up with this. But they didn't only do that. You know what they did? They took pigs. They run swine in there. And they killed them pigs in front of them fellas. Let them watch it. And they cut their throat, and they drained that blood out. They dipped their bullets in that blood. They put them in a gun. They aimed them at them, and they said, fire. And they went down. They took them, and they took them and dug a mass grave, put them in that grave, took those blood hog entrails, pulled out over them, poured the blood in there, and covered them up. Amen. You say, preacher, that's an awful thing. We didn't have no trouble with them for 50, 60, 70 years. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. We have to win them to Jesus. No, we have to stand for what's right. You know what that old colonel said? He said, if you're going to deny and reject God, God's going to send you to hell. Amen. Amen. So what did he do? He said that pig blood. In their mind, their belief, praise God, they ended up in hell. Amen. They never got them virgins that was promised. You said, preacher, that's cruel, that's harsh. No, that's reality. That's the only thing they understand. Amen. It's the only thing you understand. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, it takes a word of God, amen, to get us in a state of mind, in a place, a relationship, praise God, to walk and do what's right. Amen. If not careful, we get suckered into that stuff. Say, you know what? It's okay. It ain't okay. It ain't okay to kill and maim and hurt people. Women and children, it's not okay. Amen. But praise the Lord. But he said, not only the blood of the cross, but the Word of God. Amen. We see that. That's what divides between a truth and a lie. I said all that to say this. There's a truth and a lie. There's what's right and there's what's wrong. And we've got to stand up for what's right. Amen. We have to stand up, praise God, in this last day we live for what God says is right. Amen. The Holy Spirit of God, that's the one that guides us. He gives that guides us into those spiritual truths. Amen. The spiritual truths of the Word of God. Those are the ones that give us good, godly guidance and leadership, praise God. Those are the things that, hello, it brings conviction. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost, God, what God gives us from His Word, it brings conviction on our heart. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost of God does. That's what the true Word of God does. Amen. So we get the Holy Ghost, we get the Word, true Word from the Holy Spirit. I mean, it'll bear witness with our spirit that it's right. But then there's another spirit out there. It's the spirit of the devil. Amen. And he broadcasts lies. He don't ever tell you the truth. What he does, he tells you half-truth to get you to lean in his way. Amen. Then he jerks the rug out from under you. Amen. He comes, all he does is tell you lies, and then he accuses and he condemns. Amen. See, the devil, what the devil tells you, praise God, is just full of condemnation. It just condemns you. It'll never convict you. Amen? It's kind of the way that you tell between whether it's the Spirit of God or a spirit of the devil. Because the Spirit of God will convict you, praise God, and it'll point you to the book. The spirit of the devil, praise God, it's a lie, and it'll always point you away from God. Amen? That's why I always said, praise God, anytime you got problems, run to the Lord. Amen. I know there's going to be a big booming voice in your head. Amen. It says, you know what? You ought to just get away from that mess. Take time out. Amen. That's a lie of the devil, praise God. God, the Holy Ghost, would never tell you to get away from God. He'll tell you, he'll whisper that still small voice and say, run to Jesus. Amen. Call on the Lord. Amen. Get to where you can get help. Amen. Praise God. That's a weapon of grace. The Word of God. So we have the blood of the cross. We have the Word of God. But we also got a promise of the new covenant. In Hebrews chapter 9, the Bible gives us that promise. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13, he says, "For if the blood of bulls and of goats and ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean, sanctifying to the purifying of the flesh." Listen to verse 14. "How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through," now listen to this, "the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God." Amen. He said if blood in the blood of bulls and of goats, praise God, could push back them sins for just a little while, for another year, he said, how much more could the blood of Christ? Amen. When we accept it through the Word of God, you see this new covenant that he's made, he's making us a covenant. He says, for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive, now listen to this, the promise of eternal inheritance. Amen. He said, because we have a new covenant, because we have a testator in the Lord Jesus Christ, a testator, amen, a testament is not made full, amen, and recognized until it's the necessity of the death of the testator. Amen. And because the Lord Jesus Christ died, praise God, he brought into full effect the New Testament, that new covenant with the Holy God. Amen. Part of our weaponry of grace today, praise God, is that New Testament of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel of a Savior who came and bled and died for the sins of old sinners. Amen. That through the blood of the cross and through the Word of God, we can come into the promise of that new covenant with God. God made a covenant between me and you. Amen. He said, it's not about all those things you've done. It's about seeing that you couldn't keep the law and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Amen. Inviting Him into your heart. Amen. Those weapons of grace that God gives us, amen, even here tonight. Amen. Weapons that we can take into our arsenal against the devil, that we might account ourselves as winners even here this evening. Amen. We have overcome through He that overcame. Amen. We are overcomers. Now, amen, if you're a child of God, if you've been saved, you have overcome the greatest obstacle in your life. You say, preacher, what is it? That's the obstacle of unbelief. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's nothing impossible with my God. Amen. There's nothing impossible with my God. I've seen Him do miracles in the day and hour that we live. I've seen Him perform miracles. Amen. You say, "Have what? Just name one, preacher. He saved a wretch like me." Amen. What a miracle. Amen. He come to where I was at, showed me I was an old sinner, and saved me from a devil's hell. What a miracle. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Those weapons of grace, I got some more, but we'll stop right there. The weapons of grace that God gives us. Amen. The blood and His Word and His promise of a new covenant. Amen. A new testament, a new day, a new era, a new way in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Ain't you glad today? Amen for the Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad God made a way for old sinners to get in. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Amen. Come through that to accept Lord Jesus Christ, being saved. Ask the Lord, forgive us of our old sinfulness. Amen. Just as simple as say, Lord, I'm an old sinner. Please forgive me. Amen. And believing that He will. Believing that He did. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me.